YouTube, how's it going? Podcast, how's it going? Riz, go ahead and take over.
That was just the most laggy, the laggiest intro of all time. But I'll take over. I was just going to start it by asking you guys, who would you rather have as your quarterback? Would you rather have Daniel Jones or Mitchell Trubisky?
Well, do I have to think either one of them is the answer?
No, you just, which one would you rather have? You're playing
like for the rest of the season?
Yeah.
Trubisky, 100%.
Sure, you're a Trubisky guy.
I'm a Trubisky guy. And, Trubisky might throw some interceptable balls, but at least he's not a guaranteed turnover every game. So, boom.
Okay.
Give me Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Hey, Daniel Jones.
Give me the young Daniel Jones.
Go with the young Danny.
It's got to be a young Daniel Jones.
Only Danny is not going with the young Danny.
Correct.
You guys are just Mitch haters, dude. It's not for the future. It's just for the rest of the season. Like, Daniel Jones can stay in New York.
I'm not a Mitch hater. I broke up with Mitch, and I swore I would never go back to him again.
That's fair. I mean, if you passed him in the hallway, would you catch up with him, or like, would you like just ignore him and pretend like it's like it was an easy breakup?
I would just give him the head nod. So.
Okay. So it's a respect. There's a respect there.
Respect, yeah.
Who would you rather have as your quarterback, Sam Darnold or Drew Lock?
Sam Darnold.
I think Drew Lock.
Pizza Decider.
I think Sam Darnold could end up being a little bit better. Like, if it's between Sam Darnold and Danny Dimes, I'm taking Sam Darnold. I don't know why. I just feel like he's got a rocket arm. And I think he's going to get away from the smelling salts with Adam Gase.
He's the decider here. He's the decider. I'm just the host. That's tough. I don't answer these.
You're the host.
Drew Lock knows good rap, though. He knows how to rap. I don't think Sam Darnold knows how to do that. But Sam Darnold can at least look over the offensive line, whereas Drew Lock cannot.
Drew Lock has a lot of moxie.
Drew Lock's a cocky fucker for not playing too
much. He is a cocky fucker. He's always dancing out there.
It's kind of funny, though. Yeah, I give him that. He's funny.
That's so tough, though. You just don't know. Darnold's seen some good stuff. She's some bad stuff. Seen Drew Lock. Drew Lock hasn't played that much yet, which is why I think I'm going to go with him. Darnold's got a lot more experience than him, but also you got a factor in the Gase factor. It seems. And I think Tannehill's better. Like, when Tannehill's with Gase, he's better than Darnold with Gase, that's for sure. But you definitely could see Darnold getting better without Gase. But I'm gonna pick Drew Lock in a tight one.
Riz, what do you got over there? What do you got?
I'm the host. I talk enough on the channel. All right.
Next one. Let me hear.
Next one. We're going with Ryan Fitzpatrick, or Philip Rivers.
Oh, Fitzpatrick all day.
Yeah, I'm going Fitzpatrick. Even though, what are we getting Rivers of today or Fitzpatrick? Like, are we taking them in their primes or right now?
Like on the Colts. Who would be better on the Colts right now?
Give me Fitzmagic all day.
Yeah, Fitzmagic. All right. Even though I think that's a terrible take by us both, but you can't go. Like,
I would take Fitzpatrick too.
Yeah, but it's Philip Rivers. Is Philip Rivers a future Hall of Famer?
Oh, just because we're saying this, he's going to go off tonight. We're blowing it.
Thursday night footbeat, Colts versus Titans. Who you guys got? No, we already did picks. What am I talking about? Would you rather have Ryan Tannehill or I'm trying to think of somebody on the spot. Drew Brees. Right now.
Wait. Drew Brees.
Damn.
I think I take Drew Brees.
Okay. All right.
I think Drew Brees has declined a lot.
Somebody's breathing into their microphone, just heavy.
I think it's a young pigskin peaked.
Doing some heavy petting over there.
Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, Drew Brees, I mean, you can't. It's a Hall of Fame, for sure, Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but right now, not off the Hall of Fame play.
I would take him for his brain. Give me his brain in there.
You want his brain? Yeah. How do you think Drew Brees would be on the Bears right now?
He'd be smashed in.
We'd have a lot of completions under 2 yards.
Probably.
Which is what we like to run.
It'd be
Perfect
a great
fit.
fit.
Be a great fit.
Great fit.
Who would you rather have? Would you rather have Cam Newton right now, or trying to think of somebody.
I'm taking Orr. I'm taking Orr.
You're taking Orr?
I'm
Cam
taking Orr.
Newton or Gardner Minshew?
Gardner Minshew.
Cam Newton.
They could probably throw the ball the same distance. Cam Newton right now, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, Cam Newton, they could throw the ball the same distance and Cam Newton can run.
He's got you on that one.
Probably take
Yep.
Cam Newton as well.
Oh my goodness.
All right, I got a good one. I got a good one. Jared Goff or Kirk Cousins?
Gimme Goff.
That's a good one right there.
I like
I
Goff.
don't
Is
know.
it
Goff
Kirk
just
Cousins before I found out that he was a singer, or Kirk Cousins at any time?
today, so I guess after. I don't know.
Where was that from?
Who's my head coach?
Your head coach is. We're gonna go with Andy Reid's head coach, so they're getting the best out there.
Ooh, I'm taking Goff. Sorry,
Yeah,
Kirk.
that's so tough. I don't know. Goff's a system quarterback over there.
Right, and he's going to a coach that will make him work. Nice.
I just think if Cousins was on the Rams, he'd probably be a lot better.
I think so too. So I would go with Kirk Cousins.
I probably would have said Goff like the first second I asked that question, but now I'm just like thinking about it. I think Cousins would be a better thrower on the Rams, but I don't know.
Maybe just a straight up trade.
Just straight up? Yeah, I don't know if the Vikings would do it though.
Wow.
Don't think the Rams would do it.
Don't think either would do it.
Wow.
All right. Matthew Stafford or Teddy Bridgewater?
I want to see Matthew
Ooh.
Stafford on another team.
I same here, but I
I'm
think I
taking
would still go
Stafford.
with Teddy. I'm
Pizza
going Stafford.
decider.
It's Pizza Teddy guy, we all know that.
We all.
Stafford or Teddy?
Yeah.
Oh, Teddy looks good, but he's a little inconsistent. A little inconsistent at times. I want to see him just be consistent, take over some games when he needs to. I'm gonna go Stafford.
Ooh.
Derek Carr or Matt Ryan, right now, not based on their past, right now to for the rest of the season. Derek Carr versus Matt Ryan.
Oh my God. Who's my coach?
Yeah, who's my coach? That's a good question, Dan. Good
Your
question.
coach is Adam Gase.
I'm going to go Matt Ryan because Matt Ryan will be more able to check out of the play and
All right. Cancel it. Cancel the Adam Gase. The coach is gonna be
Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury is the coach.
I'm gonna take Matt Ryan because I feel like he would fit that spread offense a little bit better than Derek Carr.
I think I'm taking Matt Ryan too.
Matt Ryan or Derek Carr?
In a
I'm
Cliff
taking
Kingsbury offense.
a Cliff Kingsbury offense. I don't
Got
know.
some Julio lookalikes on that on his team.
I was never a big Derek Carr guy, but I don't think I was ever a big Matt Ryan guy either. That's tough. Neither. I want neither.
Who would
It's
you
already been
rather
decided,
have?
Pete. It's
Give
already been
me
decided.
Marcus Mariota.
Who would
Okay.
you
Ooh, to the goal
rather
line. Hold on,
have? All
I got one. I got one. I got
right,
one.
right. Give it
Who would you
to
rather
me.
have, Marcus Mariota or Derek Carr's oiled arms?
Derek Carr's oiled
Ooh.
arms.
I got one. I got one. I got one. I got one.
All right, what do you got?
Mariota or Winston? Right now.
Winston.
Ooh.
Hey, did you see Winston? He was one for one. He's back.
Laser eye
He's
surgery
back.
worked.
What if his only pass he just threw a pick? That'd have been great.
That would've
It'd
been
been
pretty
awesome.
funny. Whatever happened to
Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson?
Ooh.
Lamar hasn't been too good this year.
Give me Kyler.
That's a
Better
good one,
thrower.
actually.
He's a better thrower.
He is a little better thrower, honestly. Give me Kyler Murray too.
Oh,
Over the
Lucy, one
over
throws
the
better.
MVP.
Josh Allen or Tom Brady? Right now, rest
Josh
of the
Allen.
Year.
Josh Allen. Josh
Who's
Allen.
Who's the coach? Who's the coach? Who's the
coach?
The
coach is...
Matt Patricia.
No. Coach is Matt Nagy.
I'm taking Josh. Joshy throws.
Hey, give me Joshy, boy.
Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Dan's going Rodgers. I know Junior's going Wilson.
As much as I hate Wilson. The Packers, I've been a big Aaron Rodgers.
Pete's the deciding factor. The Super Bowl's tomorrow. Who you got both of them. Somehow you have both. Who are you suiting up?
I mean Russ.
He's taking Russ. All right, last one. Patrick Mahomes right now versus elite Tom Brady.
Elite Tom Brady with Randy Moss on 50 touchdowns, right?
No, they're both on.
Elite Tom.
All right, let me fix it. Patrick Mahomes right now in his current team, on his current team, in the current offense. Elite Tom Brady in his current Buccaneers team.
Ooh.
Elite Tom Brady.
Yeah, I got to go Elite Tom. Patrick Mahomes might end up being the GOAT, but he's not the GOAT yet.
I thought you were going to say you're going to end up being a bust.
True Patrick Mahomes, you never know.
That would have been a day and take.
I saw he's only got one pick on the year, but I saw something that he's only behind a couple quarterbacks for turnover-worthy throws, Patrick Mahomes. He has a lot of dropped picks.
That's a dumb stat, Pete. That's a dumb stat.
Why is that a dumb stat?
Pete, you're stupid.
You can't put a number to something that almost happened. Because it didn't happen.
Yes, you can.
It doesn't make sense.
Like, when people go grade, like, the tape and watch tape, like, the player gets a plus or a minus for a play. Like, those are negative plays. Even if he throws the ball, it's a dropped interception. That's a negative play right there.
I mean, watching the film, you got a point. Watching the film, it's definitely something I would look at it.
This doesn't go on the stat. It doesn't go
on
the stats.
In the stat sheet, it's like a stupid stat to be on someone's like resume.
It matters though. Stats don't tell the whole story.
Pete, truer words than ever been spoken. That was really good, Pete.
You know what tells the whole story is wins and losses. Doesn't matter how you get there as long as you win.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I got something for you. I'm gonna give you four teams, and you're gonna tell me which team has the best future, best chance to win. We're gonna do it this way. The best chance to win multiple Super Bowls within the next 10 years. So at least two Super Bowls. None will probably happen, but we'll just play along, all right? We got the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen leading the way. We got the Miami Dolphins with their young talent, Tua Tagovailoa. We got the Cincinnati Bengals with their young talent, Joey B. And we got the Arizona Cardinals with their young talent, and Kyler Murray. Who's the team? Who is it?
I'm taking the Bills.
I would go Bills as well.
Pete's not going
Bills. Pete's notorious.
Oh, what are the other options?
Big Bills.
Bengals, Dolphins, and Cardinals.
Bengals, Dolphins, Cardinals. Oof.
Cardinals might be a sneaky team because they got some. They got some guys. Bills got some guys, but Cardinals got some injuries.
Give me the Cardinals.
And guess what? The Bills and the Cardinals play each other this week.
I saw something interesting on NFL.com. They did their they have like all their analysts. They have like 30-something analysts over there, and they did like their playoffpredictors.com. No, they did their playoff predictions.
We know that site.
And they did their Super Bowl predictions, and I thought this was kind of funny. I mean, I know I'm a Titans fan, but like the Super Bowl predictions, there was analysts that had the Raiders, the Colts, and the Dolphins in the Super Bowl this year, and nobody picked the Titans at all. Like, how the hell do you have the Raiders, Dolphins, and Colts in there before the Titans? I just don't understand.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The They're Dolphins, just looking for the clicks, Dolphins? Pete.
Who had the Dolphins in there? Who had the... I don't see any of those teams going there.
Dolphins might, like...
They might just fuck around and win it this year.
That's what someone thinks.
No. But as far as Dolphins, they had a quote unquote rebuild, didn't they? Where they were trading a bunch of players, nobody wanted to be there, and all of a sudden I think that was the fastest rebuild of all time.
They got so many
The
picks with it.
youngins are making huge impacts right away these days.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what
signings,
happens when
great
you get a
draft.
quarterback. But like when their defense is playing, like they shipped out a lot of their defensive players over the years, and their defense just really turned around.
Where they added
free agent signings.
They didn't have Howard for the most part last year, Xavien Howard, that is. They added
Jordan Howard.
Byron Jones, the opposite of him. They added Kyle Van Noy, who's a Super Bowl champion. Manuel Ogba they added, which was like an under-radar signing. He's been fantastic. It's a good defense. Christian Wilkins is good. It's good defense. It's good. All right, how about this? We're just getting random here. Who's that second half of the year breakout player for your teams? Or if you have any others that come to mind on other teams.
For my team, particularly?
Yeah, but if you have any others on other teams, just, yeah, go ahead and go for it.
Okay, let me brainstorm.
The second half of the year?
Yeah. All right, give me two answers. Two answers. Who is going to break out the second half of the year and who absolutely needs to break out, even if you think they might not. Like, who needs to for your team?
I think Darnell Mooney is going to break out for the Bears.
Okay,
I think
okay.
he's having a really solid season, but I think, you know, people realize that he's pretty damn good. I think he's getting some recognition, not like as far as like Justin Jefferson and those guys, but as far as a sneaky player. And you know, three to four targets a game is not going to cut it. The kid's got talent. They got to find ways to give him the ball. But I think for sure, second half of the year, Bears are going to be targeting him a lot more. And then what was the second question? Who should break out?
No,
who needs to?
This is going to be easy answer. Anybody on that offensive line for the Bears? Somebody needs to break out. Somebody, for the love of God.
Maybe Albert Hambright, is that his name?
We could just take Coward, Rashad Coward, and just get him out of here. Get him up and get him out of here.
Arlington Hambright.
I forgot I was watching the Bears game and I was like, oh God, Rashad Coward, and I'm like, watch, he's gonna make an impact play at some point, and literally the next play he gave up, like he whiffed on a block and gave up a sack. I'm like, boom, there's his impact play of the day. Big impact player.
Is that offensive line gonna be able to block the Vikings D line? Let me list off the guys in the Vikings D line. Let me know what you think of this D line on paper. For the starters, it's Ifedi Odenigbo at defensive end. The other defensive end is Jalen Holmes. And the D tackles are Shamar Stephen and Jaleel Johnson. How are you feeling about that D line right there?
Feeling pretty cool. Good.
Exactly.
I'm giving the edge to the Vikings defensive line, the Bears offensive line. Guaranteed the shelf average in that offensive line.
Yeah, I don't know
in
what
the
you
NFL.
Just said. I don't know what you just said.
Good.
Try again.
I was going to say that the average shelf life of the Bears offensive line, as far as how long these guys are going to be in the league, besides like Charles Leno, will be 2 years. The rest of them are going to get cut within the next 2 years. Boom. Book it.
Well, that's – wasn't it mainly backups though? Are you talking about like the guys that are hurt too?
I don't think they're worthy of being in the NFL at this point. Rashad Coward does not – he's not going to be –
What about like
he needs
James
to go.
Daniels and Cody White here though?
I'm not talking about the injured players of the Bears.
Yeah.
Those guys are solid. We need those guys to be a solid.
Rashard
B minus offensive line.
Rashard Coward would be so good at what are those guys that like have the little like the red thing, like the red blanket or whatever, and the bulls are coming at him and he just lets them go by. He'd be so good.
Oh, Matador.
At that.
You think he'd be a good
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
He'd be great. Because he just lets them just whoop, there you go.
Okay. Did you see that one? It was like a stunt. The Bears run a lot of stunts on their defensive line where, like, the defensive end will crash inside and then the defensive tackle will loop back around. Like, they run that all the time. So that's a play that you see all the time in practice against our offense – or, excuse me, against our offensive line, seeing that against our defense. I don't know who did we play before the Titans. I forgot who.
I'm not a big stunt guy. I like the Bears' defense, but I'm not a big stunt guy.
I'm not a big stunt guy either. But when the Bears were playing the Saints run a similar thing with the defensive line. making those stunts. And Rashad Coward saw the stunt coming and then decided to help double team with the guy to his left and just let a guy, like, I think I saw it maybe two or three times. Maybe one of those times Foles got the ball out, but he got crushed, but two of them resulting in sacks. I'm like, that's an easy high school adjustment as an offensive lineman. The guy could do it.
Who's
He
gonna
needs to
do it?
go.
Hate to see it.
Did anybody else have any
But
answers for that question?
Darnell Mooney, Anthony Miller.
Two receivers he's going with. What has Pete got?
Going with double receivers just because I just think the offense needs to step up. And like, how many years are we going to give Anthony Miller before we can just like, okay, this guy is
Ooh,
just gonna.
I got a sub answer. Sorry. Sorry. So
Oh, you're
I'm gonna
fine, Dan. Some, I
who
guess it
should
was so
step up?
important. What'd you have to say?
Who should step up? Riley Ridley.
You already
I think the
answered.
Bears
Boys.
need to give he got some playing time with Javon Wims suspended. That's probably the last we're ever gonna see of Javon Wims. And Riley Ridley, he caught I think he got two balls. I think we need to give him more we gotta give the kid a look. Gotta give him a look.
We talk about how Cole Kmet just needs to be involved.
Yeah, that's fair too. That
I
is
just don't
fair.
understand that.
He had more playing time, but we didn't target him this
I don't
past game.
understand. Can someone explain this to me? We signed Jimmy Graham, and it's literally for the red zone. Why is he playing on non-red zone plays or just like, or I don't care if he's playing. Why is he getting the ball in the open field where he literally cannot move?
I don't mind that. I really don't because he's.
Everyone's like he has sand in his pants.
That's fine, but at least he's catching the ball and we're completing something. Like, I would much rather it go to Cole Kmet, but at least somebody's catching the ball.
What if the Bears went
I don't
tight
know.
end again in the first round? Kyle Pitts from Florida. What if they just did it?
I mean, it's an upgrade. You can't be afraid to get better. That's our theme
I
here at
think
the
like
Courthouse.
99% of the fan base would have a meltdown, but I would literally say it's a great pick because Kyle Pitts might be the best, one of the best tight end prospects of all time.
Yeah, that'd be cool and all, but we got a lot of holes we need to fill, so we better not be spending a first round pick on a tight end.
A tight end.
We need a QB. We need a QB.
We gotta go
Tight end.
QB
Yeah, but you're not gonna
first pick.
reach for the quarterback, are you? What if
Yeah,
like the
we
good
are.
one? We might have to. We
We're
might have
taking
to.
quarterback
Oh,
regardless. I need a
then we're doing
quarterback.
this again. We're going back in a loop. We're starting over.
I
You
need a
can't.
quarterback. I need one.
No, but they also need a tackle, another
You
tackle, a
guys don't
guard,
understand. My
a
heart
running
hurts. I
back,
need a
a
quarterback.
Picking a
receiver
quarterback
that
or an
can get
offensive
open
lineman
against
first
zone
round. That's
coverage.
it. Either a quarterback or
Guys.
offensive lineman in the first round, that is it.
But what if that's not even close to the best available, which is realistic? What if the top four quarterbacks are gone, realistic,
And we're out
and
on quarterback.
okay, and then
Who's the
the
top four quarterbacks? Who's the top four quarterbacks for now?
top
Like, who are
four,
we?
I mean, Trevor Lawrence, you gotta have the first pick. Justin Fields, you probably gotta have the second pick. Zach Wilson, you're gonna have to have top 10. That might be generous. Trey Lance, probably
So if those
top.
four go, I want Kyle Trask. Or was that his name, Kyle Trask? Kyle, something like that.
Yeah, some
I want
people
Trask.
are saying he's not a first rounder still, so that's kind of up in the air.
If we can get him late, maybe sneak back in Lamar Jackson style and sneak back into the late first round, I'd be fine with that too. But you don't want to over. Depending on where we pick, it's going to matter on that. I don't
What if
want to
Trask is
overreach
gone
for.
too?
Then
Mac
you have to
Jones?
go offensive line.
But what if
Then
the
you don't go quarterback. Then you don't go quarterback. You get a third round quarterback and pray to God that he's gonna be able to carry somebody's
Pray to
job.
God. And you give
Give
it to Kyle Slaughter. You give him the keys to the offense.
what if you
him
got a
the
first round back
keys.
for Khalil Mack? Would you do it? A first
No, just
rounder?
the first round pick?
No.
That's what it would be, I think. Just a 1-1-1 for Khalil Mack. You wouldn't do
No,
it.
I need more than that.
What about Allen Robinson on draft? No, that wouldn't happen because they would
We
have
should have
to.
traded his
They
ass.
should have traded him. I said that, and then they didn't listen. Now he's going to leave him free agency, and then they're
He's
going
going
to
to go to the Packers too.
and he's
He's
going to
pretty
get right now.
good.
And then they're going
He's
to get
going to the
a
Packers.
2022 third round compensatory pick. Have fun with that.
Thank you. Yeah,
Thank
he's going
you.
to go to the Packers and he's going to win a Super Bowl at the
I'll
Packers, and Aaron
trade.
Rodgers is going to start laughing his ass
They should
off
have
at us.
traded. Should have traded Allen Robinson. They should trade Khalil Mack. I think you should get a first rounder for him, honestly. It's kind of a waste right now. He's not even, I don't think he's even playing, honestly, that great.
What if you can get a
I
late
think he
first
had
for
one.
Allen Robinson sign and trade. I don't think that would be possible. That doesn't happen in the NFL, but.
Ooh, sign trade?
You pull the trigger. You pull the trigger.
I'm taking over as the GM of the Bears. This is what I'm doing. It comes draft time. I'm trading Khalil Mack for a first-round pick. I'm trading Allen Robinson for a late first-round pick and a sign and trade. I don't know if you can get a first. You might be able to. Then we got three first-round picks. We have the ammo to trade up.
Ooh, Dolphin style.
For a quarterback and maybe still keep another first-round pick. And then we're going to take – I don't know. Depends on what we're picking here.
I would not hate it because I know everything that we do as a team is based on a quarterback.
I'm also firing everybody. I'm gonna fire all of them. We're gonna switch the defense to a 4-3. Robert Quinn is gonna lead the way as a 4-3 defensive end. Akeem Hicks can still play in a 4-3. Roquan Smith can most definitely play in a 4-3. The defensive backs obviously can play in a 4-3. Robert Quinn's gonna be much better in that. We're gonna do
free safety.
Huh?
We're gonna do it the free safety. Oh, I guess we have Tayshaun Gibson.
That was a 1 year deal there.
Well, Danny. I like Eddie Jackson better at free safety. We're gonna find a strong safety. Let Eddie Jackson play in the back end there. Let him do what he does best, read the quarterback's eyes, and we're gonna find a strong safety. And the draft's kind of shitty for strong safety for safeties in general, but that's all right.
What if we trade Khalil Mack straight up? The Honey Badger.
For the Honey Badger.
That's a JK, guys. It's a JK. Come on now.
That's a JK. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah.
I hate the NFL right now.
He's the step up players for his team.
Titans, yeah. Which
just want the Bears all the time.
But the Bears are the most important team in the NFL.
Let me help out some of these other teams in the NFL. I was trying to brainstorm some guys. I was thinking mainly rookies, just because this is kind of like time of the year we see rookies step up. And I think J.K. Dobbins is about to have a year in the second half of the season.
No, Mark Ingram's coming back.
When it gets colder out, I think they're going to start feeding him. He's just going to start going bonkers right now. And I also think, who else did I have? I had one more, too. I forgot. You guys are talking about your Bears for too long.
It's our Bears. RP.
Yeah, it's ours.
You guys really blew up. I had some for the fans. I had some, and I lost them now. Anyways, Titans-wise, who's going to step up? I think it's pretty easy. I could just say Adoree Jackson. I think he's gonna come back soon. He's gonna be a beast going into his contract year. He's gonna have to show in this last half of the season that he deserves a new contract. And I think he's our best corner, and I think he's only getting better. So I think he's gonna really boost the defense. That's kind of an easy one. I don't know if these really count. I was gonna say Derrick Henry. You know, he's second in rushing yards. This is when he gets stronger. It's November, December is when he really gets rolling.
That one doesn't count, Pete.
Doesn't count. AJ Brown doesn't count either.
No, it doesn't count.
AJ Brown was hurt in the beginning of the year. I think he's just getting rolling too.
Corey Davis would count. Yeah, he would count.
And Corey's had his good games and his bad games. Like last week against the Bears, he did not play well at all. He was dropping balls. He's going to have a day tonight, though. I think the defense-wise, like there's so many guys that have been disappointing. Like Kevin Byard has not looked good at all this year. Like he just doesn't – I don't know what's wrong with him. But he's one of the guys that needs to step up. Same with Clowney. Like we brought him here. He's on a one-year deal. Like he needs to step up.
I'll be honest. I forgot they had Clowney.
Yeah, he didn't. He was out against the Bears last week. So.
Well, I mean, how's he doing overall for the year? I feel like I've watched some Titans. Not good. Heard his name. I just hate to see it.
Jayon Brown hasn't been really doing much, but the last 2 weeks he's really stepped up. He's looked good. Rashawn Evans has looked bad too. He needs to step up. What's up, yeah?
We do got a bright spot in Big Jeff over there.
Big Jeff's our best defensive player this year. Just went second year. His second year in the league, he only played half the season in his first year, and he's already
he wasn't even best fully player. Back healthy.
Yeah, he's just an animal.
What a beast. What's the Danielle Hunter situation over there?
Had some kind of neck surgery. He'll be back next year.
Neck?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Did he get hurt in a game, or is that just like what the heck?
Probably messed it up last year, messed it up even more in offseason or something. He didn't play at all this year.
Wow.
And I was predicting him to lead the NFL in sacks, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
You get a pass on that because technically he didn't play.
Yes.
I was trying to think who last year's draft, who got picked early? Like, who's some of the big players from last year's draft?
The 2019 NFL draft you're talking about?
Yeah, was it Kyler went first.
Kyler, who else went early?
Let me get the official.
Daniel Jones.
Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams,
Bosa.
Cleveland Farrell, Devin White, oof. Daniel Jones, Josh Allen on the Jags, TJ Hawkinson, Ed Oliver, Devin Bush, Jonah Williams, Rashawn Gary. Rough one for
There's some really good players, and there's some bad players in there.
Christian Wilkins, Chris Lindstrom, Dwayne Haskins, Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence.
What's the Quinnen Williams beef over in New York? What's going on over there?
Beef, cheese, and onion? I don't know.
In the offseason, he like had a gun on him at an airport, and you just never heard about that again. Then he's just underperforming.
Wasn't the Jets trying to like trade him?
I don't think
there's rumors.
They weren't trying
to. Trying to see if any of those guys are going to break out the second half of the season. I'm not really feeling any of them.
Yeah.
Brian Burns is like really close to having a bunch of sacks that he like doesn't have. He's like really, really close. So maybe he'll break out in terms of the actual sack numbers.
I wanted him in the first round. The Panthers stole him right before us, but it's okay. We got Jeffrey Simmons after that.
Went Burns, Dexter Lawrence, Garrett Bradbury, Big Jeff Simmons, Noah Fant, Darnell Savage.
We got Jeffrey Simmons and AJ Brown in that draft.
Montez Sweat at pick 26. That was a really good pick. Jerry Tillery's really turning it up now. He was pick 28. DeAndre Baker is 30th. He's not even on the team anymore.
He's in jail.
Smart guy. Very smart guy.
Even smart pick.
Smart pick. Yeah.
Gettleman really killing that first round there.
Daniel Jones and DeAndre Baker.
Woo! What a beast. He loves
executive
his quarterbacks.
Executive of the year.
What quarterback went after Daniel Jones? Was it
Haskins?
Hey,
Haskins. Yeah, Haskins went before.
Haskins went 15th. Daniel Jones went
like
6.
High. Yeah, 6.
They really blew it. Eli really blew it on that one.
Fucking Eli.
Remember our live stream where we just like they got Daniel Jones? That was so great.
Yeah, reaction.
We all knew it was coming too.
I think we were all like, oh, and then Danny was laughing though. Danny was laughing about Danny. And he actually looked good right away for some reason in his rookie year. Like I was like, oh snap, was the whole world wrong? We're like, no.
I mean he's had moments. He's just due for a couple turnovers. Just always do.
He's always due. He's really due this week because he didn't throw any interceptions last week, so he's going to throw a couple against the Eagles.
Maybe the wind will change here.
I think they're a better team than the record shows, for sure.
Maybe he'll turn into a Peyton Manning. Just all, get all those interceptions out.
Early and often.
He flips the switch.
Yeah, it's like the only guy ever to like almost eliminate his turnovers. Now, Brett Favre always threw interceptions. He just made crazy plays.
Well, I was just saying, like, maybe he could be a Brett Favre.
Peyton Manning, like, somehow just, like, eliminated them. Like, that's never happened.
Got smarter.
Like, it went from – because the guys, like, fix them, obviously. It goes from throwing, like, 20 picks to throwing, like, 14 or 12. I don't know. But, like, Manning threw, like, 26, 27 rookie year, and then he just went throwing, like, barely any.
Probably less, the next
single
steroids.
Digit.
No. It was the – you know that forehead – thing he's got. Sorry, that's my dog.
The forehead thing? Well, like just the big
yeah,
forehead?
The forehead. He's got the red mark on his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
From his helmet.
Yeah. No, they inject him with brain cells in there.
Princess.
Oh.
Yeah,
remember the whole like HGH thing with him? It was like his. He got definitely got a like a PED suspension.
Remember he like put his ass on a trainer? What was that?
Just because of his neck, right?
It was and he said like it was his wife's medicine or something.
He had the neck injury, and I think he just took something to get it stronger.
Steroids.
Something.
I think so.
Some kind of beaver tranquilizer. I don't.
That does that tarnish his Hall of Fame ticket?
He's out. He's done. We're done with him. Eli's better. Eli was clean. We tested.
You think they're gonna leave the red mark on his forehead in his sculpture?
It's bronze or copper or something.
It's bronze, yeah. No.
Just leave it a little darker in the center of his forehead.
They should do that as a joke, like make a fake one and show it to him. Just got like a big mark.
And then every time somebody walks by, it's lucky to rub the red spot on his forehead.
God, that would be genius. this is an idea we have for the NFL. We got it.
We need the guy who made the Ronaldo sculpture to do it.
That was the worst of all time.
Oh my god!
Did they redo that, or did they?
Yeah,
just
they redid
just
it. Like, they redid it.
The same guy did it, or?
I don't There's remember.
No way.
I think
There's no way you trust him.
I
with
think
that.
He I think did. I think he like apologized and like made a new one or something. If I remember.
You'd think when you sculpt again, like if I were a sculptor, I feel like I would start at the face, like. You know, you're sculpting the thing, and you're like, all right, there it is. Perfect. Now we can finish the rest of it. And he just didn't realize the face looked ridiculous.
Or he did, and he's like, no one's going to notice this.
Or maybe he actually looks like that in real life, and like everyone just edits photos on him, and like when he's playing in real life, like it's just fake news.
That was before all his surgeries.
Right.
You seen like his before and after when he like started? I guess when he was younger than now.
No.
He's one of those guys that has like the fake teeth and everything. He's one of those.
A lot of money will do that to you.
Money
will do that to you.
Does he have fake boobs too or no?
I don't know. I can't confirm or deny. We'll get our soccer insider on that.
We'll find a soccer insider, see if he's got fake boobs.
What?
See, we're asking the right
questions here.
Yeah, we're asking the right questions.
It's a podcast. Fine.
I was looking up to see if the same guy did the statue, the sculpture, and he did. And it's still really
the boobs.
It still doesn't look like him. Well, it's only the head, but it still doesn't look like him. But it definitely looks like.
Do you think they chopped
person.
Off the head and just like repositioned a new
no,
head?
No, I don't think so.
From scratch.
No.
They start
no,
from
I
scratch.
Think he comeback player of the year right there.
It still doesn't look. Like
he gets.
Him,
I think he gets. I mean, he gets paid for the job, and like, he's. I mean, maybe he just did it, and he was like, "I'm gonna lose money if I just redo the whole thing." So he's just like, "Let's see how it goes," and he just threw it out there. It just didn't go well.
Imagine being the person and be like, "Oh, he's gonna love it."
It's gonna
oh
love
yeah.
It.
What if he thought it was so good, and then he just gets.
No,
just
I think
roasted.
He was just a huge messy guy. I don't know.
Oh, that has to be it.
He was a messy
it's
guy.
It's gotta be. I want to make this guy look like a clown.
He's going to get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna really give it to him. Oh, my God.
All right, let's end it with Players of Week 9. We didn't do our Players of Week 9 yet. What do we got? What do we got for offense? What do we got for the offensive side of the ball?
Dalvin Cook.
I'll give it to Josh Allen. How about that? We're going to give it to Josh.
All right. Defense. Pete is holding a gun to my head. He said I have to say Big Jeff. He said I have to say Big Jeff.
Get the gun away from the kid's head, all right?
Take it away.
I'm going Big Jeffrey Simmons as well.
Big Jeffrey Simmons for his one tackle. Three tackles,
a forced fumble that was picked up for six. He had a fumble recovery to seal the game. He had a pass deflection. He made a lot of plays. He's making a lot of impact plays. Doesn't show up on the stat sheet. Go watch the film.
Whoa,
Go watch the ball thing.
I am never watching that Bears game ever again. I hope you know that. I'm going with Foye Aluken. I don't know how to say his name. But he had a lot of tackles and a lot of quarterback hits. So, Nice. And a Falcons victory. And a Falcons victory.
I guess I'm going with two Bills then, because I'm going to go AJ Klein. He's getting the pressure, blitzing, got a couple sacks, forced fumble. He was feeling it.
Touchdown, Tariq Cohen.
Touchdown, Tariq Cohen.
Okay. Guys, we got breaking news out of the baseball world. Breaking news.
Jose Abreu wins AL MVP.
Way to be.
That was heartfelt.
Thank you.
All right, I think that wraps it up. We were a little laggy during this at times. I apologize.
That was laggy.
It ruined our connection.
It's just the Rona's fault, plain and simple.
Right.
No other way around it. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
We're all in agreement. All right, but that wraps it up. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
I love you.